As I mentioned, today we celebrate our patronal feast of St. Teresa of Avila. And so I'd like to reflect on today's readings in light of the life and writings and witness of St. Teresa. And also reflecting on just things in the world. So, first, how does St. Teresa respond when she's overwhelmed by the problems of the world? And then second, what does St. Teresa teach about the power of obedience and the power of gratitude? So problems, obedience, and gratitude. St. Teresa lived in the 16th century, 500 years ago. And in her day, there was an upheaval in the church and in the world, as you had the splintering of Christianity, known as the Protestant Reformation. The union of Christianity was divided, not just between the Catholics but all these Protestants. There was further division, right? So it's just the symbol and sign of unity was brought down. And so you can imagine being in that time, whenever all you know is kind of falling apart, how it could be very discouraging. How did St. Teresa respond to that, the situation where it seems like the church was falling apart and it was all kind of crumbling? So this, I'm going to share with you her words. She writes, "At that time, the news reached me of harm being done to the church and that the works of her opponents were flourishing. This news distressed me greatly, and I wondered if I could do anything. I cried to the Lord and begged him that I might be his instrument to help remedy such evils. As a result," she writes, "I resolved that there was little that I could accomplish through my own limited power. So I discerned that I should follow the evangelical counsels as perfectly as I could and invite others to do the same. It was my desire that since the Lord has many enemies and so few friends, that his friends should be good ones." So, hearing that, perhaps you relate. When you see problems in the world, when you see division in our world today, when you see it seems like the forces of evil are flourishing, and it seems like the voices of good are muted, and you may ask yourself, who am I in the face of such evils in the world? Well, you share in St. Teresa's heartache. But note carefully her response. "I resolved that there was little I could accomplish, so I discerned that I should follow the evangelical counsels as perfectly as I could and invite others to do the same." Evangelical counsels, that is, these gospel witnesses, poverty, chastity, and obedience that are lived in the religious life but are not foreign to married life, okay? But St. Teresa says, "I'm going to live this life to be a witness. And I'm going to invite others to join in this life." So that's her life, and her efforts had a great impact, not only in the Carmelite order, but in Spain, and it was a source of renewal in the church. Again, she said, "What can I do? Lord, I'm going to do what you ask. I'm going to live the best, be the best Christian I can be, and invite others to do the same." So there's power in living and following your Christian call, in inviting others to do the same. And I bring this up because I'm inviting us to consider what is the difference that a community can make, a church community can make, in the face of a world that's falling apart. I believe there is power in the individual Christian life, that is dedicated to God in faithfulness, but also there's power when a community comes together and says, let us follow the Lord and be that light. Be that light for others. Okay, there's power. There's power in renewal in a Christian community. Power in obedience. Power in obedience. St. Teresa writes, the devil sees there is no path that leads more quickly to the highest perfection than obedience. Again, St. Teresa writes, the devil sees there is no path that leads more quickly to the highest perfection than obedience. And that sounds kind of puzzling. And it sounds difficult, challenging our American ideal, right? Because an American ideal is obedience to only yourself, right? That's what we talk, you hear about freedom. But also we're seeing in our American culture the fruits of godless freedom. There's such a thing as godly freedom, freedom ordered under the love of God. But if we're just talking about open-ended freedom, it can very quickly devolve into a godless freedom that is destructive. That is destructive, right? And so in contrast to that, we have this vision of obedience, the power of being. So that's what today's gospel, today I see in today's gospel. Was there power? What was the power? Jesus says, hey, go show yourself to the priest, and that will be enough. Go show yourself to the priest. That's all he says. Now, if it was just a simple matter of walking to the priest, that means every leper would have been cleansed who would have made that journey, that same journey. What was the difference between every leper who tried, perhaps made that journey before, and these 10 lepers? What were they? They were obedient to the simple command of Jesus. That is more pronounced in the first reading. There's a big section we missed in the first reading. Naaman, he's just powerful Syrian general. He has leprosy. He says, you know, I'm going to go to this holy man, Elisha. But then Elisha doesn't even come out of the house and tells Naaman, the powerful foreign general, go and wash 7 times in the Jordan and your flesh will be healed. And Naaman, the powerful general, is angry. He says, I thought he should surely come out to me and stand there to call on the name of the Lord his God, and will move his hand over the place and thus cure the leprous spot. Are not the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be cleansed? With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came and said with him, Naaman, if the prophet told you to do something extraordinary, would you not do it? All the more since he told you, wash and be clean. It was in Naaman's obedience to the simple command of the prophet that God cured him. And that's kind of a model in our Christian life. Obedience to the simple command of wash and be cleaned, right? Baptism. There's nothing extraordinary that it looks like from the outside, but it's part being obedient to the command of Jesus. Go baptize and teach all nations. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 19 and 20. It is our obedience to the commands of God that opens up and unleashes power of his grace. I'm inviting our community as we consider renewal to see the power of obedience to the commands of God. How often, though, do we put something as simple as coming to church not as obedience to God, but obedience to my will, right? Why are you at church? Many of you say, I want to be at church. Good. How many people don't come to church? Well, how many of them say, I don't feel like coming to church? Well, they're not here. Anyways, I'm suggesting there is power. Whenever you say, Lord, I want to follow your desire for my life. And he invites you, again, church is about worshiping and honoring God first. Matthew chapter 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and he will give you all these things besides. But it is obedience to the will of the Father that unleashes power, right? So that's why I'm inviting you to come to church, inviting you to come to confession, obedience to the command of James in chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. There's power is unleashed when we are obedient to the commands of Christ. But there's something more. The power of gratitude. See, for many years, Christians, we lived in obedience, but it did not bear fruit. And there's many reasons. But I think for some of our history, we were just in obedience as to a master. Servants to a master. Employees to a boss. But the Lord's inviting us not to those kinds of obedience. He's inviting to a joyful obedience. That is of a son to a father who loves him. And that's also what today's gospel teaches us. 10 lepers were cleansed because of their obedience. But one received spiritual healing because of his gratitude. 10 were cleansed because of their obedience to the command of Christ. One was given spiritual healing over and above the bodily healing he received. We hear in the gospel, Jesus says, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God? Then he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. The other 9 did not hear those words. Your faith has saved you. But it was because of his gratitude. Because he was obedient in joy. That he received something more. Again, so when I say obedience, it's not just compliance that God wants. He doesn't just want warm bodies at church. He doesn't just want going through the motions, cultural Catholicism. Why are you baptizing your kid? Oh, because mom wants me to baptize your kid. Okay, your kid still receives grace. But true power of obedience is when it's coupled with gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving my sins. Thank you, Jesus, for feeding me with your body and blood. So, I'm proposing as part of our renewal for our community to consider obedience in a new light, that obedience to the simple commands can unleash power. But it's obedience with gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you in Mass when there are so many believers in the world who do not have the opportunity to go to church. And look, you have every opportunity to go to church. Okay, so which of these 3 do you want to pray with? The power of a converted Christian life. Do you feel called to bring your life more into God's kingdom? The power of obedience, that is following the commands of God, come to church, come back to confession, the simple commands of the sacraments, the power of obedience, not my will, Lord, but yours be done. Or the power of gratitude. Again, not the obedience of a slave, not the obedience of an employee, but the obedience of a child, of a son or a daughter, to their parent who loves them. Let us pray that St. Teresa of Avila can intercede for us and the renewal of our community, just as she worked tirelessly for renewal in her own convent. That we may see the difference that a community renewed can make in the world.